Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience.
You guys still?
In a show called Stab. Stab.
Oh my God, welcome to Stab, show number two here at Las Vegas Video in San Francisco. California. We're in California. This is going to be a great show. I could feel it. Are you guys ready to meet your contestants? Yes, you are. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the chair, Brett Stoltz. He's a friend of mine. We're friends. Good friends. And there at the end, Jesse Jones. Welcome. This is the second show where we've only had two people ever. We had a series of unfortunate events that removed one of our contestants from not being able to make the show tonight due to a broken wrist at like 6 o'clock. So, you know, excuses. So she'll be with us again. So this will be an abbreviated show. You guys, you know, when you have, you're just going to go out to the market. Grab some milk, listen to it on the way there. It'll be like that. So we're going to, you know, I think we're going to go ahead and start the show. Or wait, Brett, let's talk to you. Let's talk
to
our contestants.
Okay, let's do that.
Is it Brett Stoltz or Brent Stoltz?
There's no end in there. You have it on your screen.
Brett Stoltz. Okay.
We've known each other for like 3 years.
That's true.
You donated blood for me in a car accident.
I did not do that. Okay, I would true. Not do that.
I don't know where you've been.
Brett, I don't know if you knew this about yourself, but you are really pretty tonight. So
it means so much sharing that.
Thank you for being here, Brett. Jesse Jones, he's down there writing the show still.
That's true.
That's good. He's
doesn't help that it's the first segment too.
Yeah, no, it's good. So Jesse Jones, he's on all of our shows. If I don't know if you guys knew this about Jesse, he is the founding member. It's a very select group. That's aside from the members.
Mm-hmm. Can you get to it? I've got shit to do.
The founding, he's the founding member, and we're gonna start the show. Let's play Stab.
You were supposed to pad more. That worked.
Do you need more padding?
I'll go slow. Yeah.
Correct. No, it's fine. We'll be fine. We'll wing it.
Okay.
No.
Brett Stoltz.
Yes, sir.
On this date, 1885. Right? Is that the one we're doing?
Yes.
The first serving of the soft drink Dr. Pepper at a drugstore in Waco, Texas. It happened in 1885. You know what else happened on this very date? 1965. The South African government says children of white fathers will be considered white. That happened in 1965. How did you celebrate these events in tandem?
John, I'm glad you asked.
Yeah, you're welcome.
John, I spend it like I spend every December 1st. I woke up at 6 a.m. to start my first of many six-packs of delicious diet chocolate cherry Dr. Pepper.
Sounds good.
Then I proceeded to sit on my front porch and yell at every non-white person that came within an earshot. What did I shout? Great question, nobody asked. Hey, you know what? You're white. Because, John, in these ultra-PC times, I can't go around asking people what they are. So I have to assume they have a white father just like me.
Very good. Thank you very much. I like how we have all white men on the show tonight. By the way, this was not booked that way.
Supposed to be a lady.
There was supposed to be.
A white lady.
A very white lady. Very blonde white lady. Blue eyes,
just
I believe.
Aryan poster girl.
Yeah. Jesse Jones.
Yeah.
Are you done?
No.
Okay. Jesse Jones, on this date, 1984. On 1984, NASA conducts the first controlled impact demonstration where an airliner is deliberately crashed in order to test technologies and gather data to help improve survivability of crashes. That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
Also on this date.
This is another mouthful.
1967, Wilt Chamberlain sets the NBA record of 22 free throws missed. How about these things in regards to celebration?
You get what I did there?
Yes, I saw. I heard.
Wilt Chamberlain.
Yep. So lots of sex.
The mouthful.
Was that
like at least 10,000 mouthfuls from what
I think so. He did sleep with a lot of ladies.
What he says. <It's>,
I feel awkward.
No, that's all right. She broke her wrist. She's not here to defend the ladies.
Okay.
All right. I wrote too small. So there is no mystery why these two events have been linked. So clear is the correlation. Even you, simple-minded John Ross, made the unavoidable connection. Wilt Chamberlain was actually a secret NASA-controlled impact demonstration deliberately set loose on the NBA in order to test technologies and gather data to help improve post-up survivability and box out crashes. During the 1967 season alone, Wilt exploded 7 opposing centers and annihilated an untold number of vaginas from coast to coast.
Wilt.
The sum total of contributions made during the run of the Wilt program are still unknown to the general public, but what is known is that none of those three free throws were actually missed. Purposely crashing planes is awesome, and you take your own meaning from both of those events.
All right, that was This Was Today Once. High energy. This show is
strong. Yeah, show, I feel it.
Good.
Just out of the gates.
Yep,
just crushing it.
Right, guys. You guys having a good time so far?
Nope.
Yeah. Okay, good. Just want to check in. Everyone, please have a good time. This next segment is called the Topical Haiku Challenge. Topical Haiku Challenge.
Yeah.
Please have written 3 haiku in regards to the following topic.
There it is.
Sexy Angel, a store in Hamburg, Germany, suddenly caught fire, injuring 2 store employees. As firefighters fought through the blaze, they discovered one man still locked in one of the viewing booths. When they tried to rescue him, he apparently refused to leave until Throbin Hood finished. That was the movie he was watching, Throbin Hood. I didn't write this. This really happened. As they dragged him out of the building, he reportedly screamed, "I paid 7.50 euros for this, and I still haven't finished yet." Please have written 3 haiku in regard to this topical story, please.
Yeah, so it's German, so I'm going to do it like a German accent. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, good. Right. Yeah. So first one's called Economic Masturbating. Okay. Porn. 7 euro. Make 9 euro an hour. Lose all self control.
Ooh. Wish I had a German accent that good. First one's titled Wasteful Spending. 7 euro bucks? Can't you buy like 3 or 4 refugees for that?
Wow. All right. You're not going to finish. That was topical.
Yeah.
All right. Brent, your 2nd of 3, please.
I heard that. knocking on my door.
Let's do the rest of the show in that accent.
Sure. Can we just that, like,
it's working. It's the only thing working. Okay, go ahead.
So good.
Almost there. Almost there. Almost there. Almost there. Almost. Almost there.
Okay. Just shout that. I think we have the title of our next show. All right, go ahead.
Almost there.
Almost there.
Second titled Perv Rescue. Years of porn screenings. Fireproofed sexy angel. With spoogulation.
Yep. All right. Brett.
Like insulate.
Correct.
Fire retardants.
Fire retardants. Language, please.
Not my thing. Nuns, cheerleaders, maids, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Firefighters, 9. Not so much, no.
Very good. Very good. Brett Stoltz.
My 3rd is called The Postman Cometh. Mm. The only Costner porn parody to die for is Humping with Wolves.
Very good. That was the Topical Haiku Challenge. This is still Stab. The crowd is awake.
It's all right.
This next segment. It's called the top five Google searches of. Please compose the top five Google searches from the perspective of Throbin Hood. I want to hear what Throbin Hood would search. If Throbin Hood were a real person, what would he search on Google? What are the top five searches he would make? We're going to start with Brett.
Number five, natural alternatives to lubricant.
Okay. Very good.
As a sexy archer, should I be worried about spots on my shaft?
Yep. Yes. Yep.
I feel this is a good follow-up. Yep. My penis smells. Should I be worried?
Yeah, I think you should.
Does size matter? Asking for really little John.
Very good.
Can maidens get the clap?
I think so.
Just tearing through this.
Yeah.
It's going to be a 14-minute show. Third. How many merry men constitutes a gangbang?
Yes. I can't look you in the eye right now.
That's fine.
Can't look anyone in the eye right now.
Homeopathic remedies for the clap.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Drag queen name database. Is Friar Tucked still available?
That's good. That's a good one. It's appropriate.
This is the one I think everybody at home could say along with me. Star Wars Episode 7 trailer.
Sure.
That's, yeah.
I mean, it's only...
I had 5 hours to do this, all yes, right? No. Come on.
It's only human.
He's drunk.
Urban Dictionary submission. Punching a woman just above the clit to be called giving her a Throbin Hood. Oh, wow.
Was that the fifth of five?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank God. There we go. Throbin Hood.
Yeah, I got it.
Huh? Really,
That's the reaction I generally go for.
I wish Jane Harrison was here. Okay. She broke her wrist. This next segment is called Location, Location, Location. You've all been given businesses to start in shitty locations. Please make us want to come to it. Brett. You're a storefront that is designed to recruit new MySpace users. Let's hear it.
Have you recently discovered Photoshop and think you're a graphic designer? Do you have a webcam and magically you've become a singer or actor overnight? Do you find the casual encounter section on Craigslist just too impersonal? Then come on down to your MySpace store. That's right, it's a store for your MySpace. Come in and use one of our many Dell computers. Enjoy our DSL internet, known for its random crashing. And be sure to upload your oh-so-important MySpace bulletins and glittery GIFs using one of our 3 zip drives. Remember, at your MySpace store, you can say and do whatever you want because no one goes to MySpace.
Brent Stoltz, location, location, location. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want you guys to have a lot of energy for this last one.
Yeah.
Jesse Jones.
Yes.
You're a door-to-door salesman.
Just to clarify that.
Door-to-door-door sales. I was very proud of myself when I came up with that. I laughed. I looked at an animal. I felt like I got confirmation from the animal that was funny. And maybe I was wrong.
Oh, no.
Door-to-door-door salesman.
That's good.
Let's hear it.
Oh, well. Hello there. I wasn't sure you'd hear me knocking. What with this bullshit door of yours? Please allow me to introduce myself. My name's Norm Dorman. Fourth generation door-to-door door salesman. That's Norm Dorman's door-to-door doors. Now you might be thinking, hey, I've got a door. I opened it. It even closes when I want it. What do I need your services, Mr. Dorman? Well, sure, you might think that. But that's just because you think stupid things. Take it from Norm Dorman of Door-to-Door Doors. You can never have too many good doors. Well, I got every sort of door to fit your every door needs. From glass to screen, from sliding to saloon, from French to false. That's right, false doors. I'll install a door on any flat surface in your home, which, when opened, won't lead to goddamn nowhere. Just open it up and whammo, nothing. Just a wall. That's not how a door is supposed to work. But doors are just tools meant to be bent to our whim. And nobody bends door whims like Norm Dorman's door-to-door doors. Ever thought about a trapdoor for the kids' room? Of course you haven't, but now it's all you can think about. Trap doors. Mind if I ask you a personal question? You seem like a strong, fine, upstanding gentleman. Let me guess. You got a bathroom in this house? Probably more than one, am I right? And I'm going to go out even further on this limb and assume you got a shower. Now, let me guess. You got some kind of embarrassment of a curtain in there, am I right? You stop right there. You don't even have to answer. The shame in your eyes says it all. Let Norm Dorman of Door-to-Door Doors fit your bathroom with the finest in many in manly pebbled glass shower doors. Got a pet? A lovable bow wow or a cute little meow meow. They got some sort of floppy nonsense flap on an otherwise majestic door? Well, don't your animals deserve the dignity of an inset, solid, and masculine pet door? A pet! That's a door inside a door. And if you act right now and make any door purchase with Norm Dorman's door-to-door doors, I'll throw in free of charge shutters for every window on your house. That's right, shutters. They're like doors for your windows. Oh, that's all.
That's it. Thank you very much. That was location, location, location. This next segment is called Dating Profiles of the Fictional and or Non-Fictional. So everybody, you see. Please compose a dating profile from the perspective of the following. Use whichever dating profile format you would like. Brett, ready to go?
I hate you so much.
Yep. No, I we should, yeah. All right. Let's hear the dating profile of a Syrian refugee.
Yep. So, yeah, I love the oh shit.
It's going to get hard.
So originally I was working on an accent for this, but it sounds
let's not
way,
do that.
Yeah,
no, yeah
it
let's not
way
do that.
Like the guy from Short Circuit.
Yeah, let's
so
not
like,
do that.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, that would be great.
So it's an OK Cupid profile.
Okay.
So, you know, it could be for hookups or for the real thing.
Yep.
The username is got2go2015.
The real thing. Love.
Love.
Love isn't real. No, okay, I don't know. That's not true. Okay.
So this is user got2go2015.
Okay.
Self-summary. Mm-hmm. Not much to say here. I love to travel.
Okay.
I don't have time right now to stop and talk about myself. Always on the go.
Yep.
What am I doing with my life? Seeing as much of the world as possible. Mm-hmm. Especially the West. I love the West. Go America. You're number one. You are number one. I'm really good at sightseeing, being quiet, running, swimming, packing lightly, and having to forget about my friends and family.
Yes, that's something that's happening right now in the world.
I spend a lot of time thinking about a place to call home. Any place. Any place will do. Your place. Your friend's place. A cot with a blanket in your laundry room. Any place I can rest peacefully. On a typical Friday night, I am running for my life or resting while listening to horribly xenophobic remarks from your elected officials. How I would love to live in a real democracy. You should message me if you have a place I can stay. You can grant me amnesty, asylum, some form of protection, or you're looking for a down-to-earth partner in crime to go through this crazy thing we both call life. Okay, thanks, bye.
Very good. Syrian refugee dating profile.
So going to hell for that one.
Yeah,
I
no,
can
no,
feel that.
No, good. Fine. You're just purgatory. You'll be in purgatory for a while. Jesse Jones, yeah. We want to hear the dating profile from the perspective of the sun god Tammuz.
He got the easy one, by the
he
way.
He did.
I disagree.
No, Jane Harrison would have got Thanksgiving leftovers. She would have had a dating profile from Thanksgiving.
That
would have
been good. This is a... It's from a Craigslist misconnections.
I never do these. But I thought I should at least try. Who knows, right? So here goes. I was the one on my knees, weeping in the city of Uma. You, a shit-smeared Sumerian. Handmaiden, concubine. Either way, you caught my eye. As I was being dragged to the underworld in the clutches of demons. You know how it is. Anyway, I'm back. And I was hoping we could hang out. Bless some vegetation. Get to know each other. And just so we're clear, I get asked this a lot, so before you even ask, no. I am not Ra. Know how you can tell us apart? I don't have a fucking falcon head. LOL. JK. Seriously, though, Ra and I hang out. There's no beef. He's a good egg. Look, bird puns. I'm a fun god. A fun god you should probably get to know. Hit me up before I have to writhe in the underworld another 6 months. And maybe we can kick it. D&D free. Height, weight, proportionate. No Jews. 420 or plus.
That is the end of Stab, the second episode. Thank you guys for coming out, hearing the abbreviated version of Stab. If you'd like to check us out online, go to one of our many online outlets, the primary of which being www.stab4gold.com. Stab, the number 4gold.com. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, Facebook, wherever you want to go. Tell your friends about the show that was on before this one. I'm kidding. Thank you guys for coming out. Thanks.